Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. One of the most simple and well-known ways of investigating an incident or an accident to find the root cause is by using what's known as the 5 Whys method. If you're not familiar with the 5 Whys method at all, I would suggest that you look at the link at the bottom of this podcast where I've included an example of a 5 Whys diagram, and that'll give you an idea in your head of what it looks like as we discuss how it's done. The 5 Whys method is really a simple but powerful tool that's used to, really it can be used for any problem solving activity, and we do use it in health and safety. And it's a technique that'll help you get past the sort of immediate causes and symptoms of a problem, right down to the underlying issues that are there, and help you to obviously come up with solutions that will hopefully maintain and help you avoid the same scenarios happening over and over again. So why is it called 5 Whys? Well, very simply, the method requires you to ask why 5 times, because generally whenever you start with a problem statement and ask why over and over again, by the 5th time that you do it, you usually get to round about the root cause of the issue. Now, depending on what it is, sometimes it might only take you 3 whys, or it may take you a lot more, maybe 7, 8, 9 whys before you actually get to the root cause of the problem. And of course, the root cause may be more than one issue, so it might be multiple root causes that you then have to go and investigate. So let's take a look at a quick example of one. If we take it in a health and safety context and we begin with our problem statement, which you always must agree on whether you're working by yourself or in a group, so make sure everybody is aligned with that. In this example, we're going to use the case of someone falling over and breaking their wrist, which is a slip incident and often happens in workplaces. So we start with our problem statement, which is someone fell and broke their wrist. And of course, the first thing we must do is ask why. Typically, when we answer the first question within a 5-why method, we're usually looking at the obvious aspects of a problem, and the methodology then encourages you, of course, to go deeper and deeper as you repeat that question to look into the underlying reasons as to why something happened. So in this case, if we asked why did someone fall and break their wrist, you may come up with an answer such as there was ice on the ground. And as well as that, it's worth pointing out that there may be multiple reasons why something has happened, in which case you would branch off the answer and provide 2 or 3 answers underneath the first why. And for each of those subsequent answers, then you would actually ask another set of questions underneath each individual one of those. In this case, we're just going to use 1. So the answer was there was ice on the ground. So again, you would ask why was that the case. A typical answer for that may be that there was no salt or grit applied to the ground to remove the risk of someone slipping on the ice. So there was no salt or grit applied to the ground. You'll then ask why again, and you'll start to see that we're getting deeper into the root causes of the problem. So why was there no salt or grit applied to the ground? The answer may be something like no one was given responsibility to apply salt or grit to the ground. And then you would ask why again, and you may come up with an answer such as it was not identified in the risk assessment for the site. Okay, so as you can see, we're getting towards the more systems and processes oriented aspects of this. And once you identify that the issue or the risk wasn't included in a risk assessment for the site, you would then ask the question, why was that the case? It may be the case then that you identify that the person who actually completed the risk assessment, had one been done, wasn't actually qualified or trained as regards health and safety. So they had no real understanding of this risk and the magnitude of it, so therefore didn't know that it was something that needed to be included. So as you can see, by the 5th why, by the fifth time that you've asked that question, why, you've got to the point where you're able to identify that there's been a management failing in terms of the training that's been provided to the workforce and the people carrying out the work. You may want to dig deeper into that if you like. It's completely up to yourself. But that was just a simple demonstration of how asking why 5 times can help you get to or toward the root cause of an issue or an accident that's happened on your site. And it's something that's really useful for us to use. The great thing about this method is it is very simple and it's easy to use really by anyone, provided they're shown correctly how to do it. There are a couple of fundamental things that you have to remember whilst you're going through this problem solving technique. And these apply regardless of the context that you're actually using it in. So the first thing is just to remember, as I was saying earlier, that you must agree on what the problem is to begin with. So that statement of someone falling over and breaking their wrist is an example. But everyone, if you're doing this in a group, which I would advise to do, because then you're bringing in the knowledge of multiple people and that feeds into the process then of the root cause analysis and helps you get to a root cause or multiple root causes that are not too heavily swayed by the opinion of one or two people. Another thing to remember, as with any investigation, is to make sure that you gather as much relevant data and information as you can to illustrate the problem and share that with the group before you go through the process. As I was saying earlier, sometimes when you ask a question why, you may have more than one strong answer to that question, and you'll need to branch it out into two aspects of that one question and then dig deep into each of them. So in that case, you may want to split up into a couple of smaller groups and then come back together again and make sure that whenever you get to the answer for the particular why, that everybody's in agreement with it and you're all understanding what direction you're going in. As you're digging deeper into asking why for each element, you will come to a natural conclusion where there's no more information to be gathered or data to be found. And at that point, you will have reached your root cause for each of those branches. And the final point I want to make on this, and it comes directly from Toyota, who are the company who originated this methodology in the first place, and they reiterated the point that whenever you're using this technique, for it to be effective, the people involved in the process must have the appropriate level of technical knowledge and competence to get to the root cause. If you feel like the 5 Whys model is quite limited and doesn't draw enough technical detail and direction out, it is good to combine it with tools such as the fishbone diagram, and we'll cover that in another episode. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.